Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast with Ken Williams. Each week, we dig deeper and discover the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for joining in and enjoy this week's conversation. And it's a short conversation today because I just wanted to follow up on what we talked about last week with daily repentance and a way that I've decided to approach that. That is not necessarily a daily repentance, but it is a daily realigning. And so here's what I'm doing, and I'm just throwing it out there. So far, this is day two of me trying this out. And as time goes on, I will probably give you more updates, but day two. I was reading an email. Actually, let me back up. I got a text message from somebody close to me. Might have been my wife. And the text message to me was intentionally obnoxious. She told me later that it was actually drafted by our 18-year-old son. And if you know 18-year-old boys, you know that they are intentionally obnoxious. So I didn't know this part. I read this text message and it was a little bit inflammatory, maybe a little bit accusatory, maybe. And I thought, how do I respond to this? So I typed up a draft that was a little bit obnoxious, a little bit snarky. And when I say a little bit, I mean probably a lot obnoxious, a lot snarky. But I didn't send it. I was wise in that moment. And I was reading, this was early January of 2025. So just from when I'm recording this, not that long ago, but just for context, early part of the year. And I was reading emails. One of the emails that I got was from a guy that I've been following, the fantastic content, and he talked about something that a lot of people do at the start of the year. And I don't think that I've brought this up specifically. If I have, then guess what? You get it twice. But he talked about how he had a word of the year, and his word was something that he shared with us in the email, which I'll get to in a minute. And I've heard of people doing this. They have a word that they want to focus on for the year. The word might be repentance, or it might be kindness, or it might be whatever it is. Whatever it is that you want to focus on for the year. His word was remarkable. And I thought, I love the idea of being remarkable. And then I thought about this text message that I had started. Had not sent it yet, but I thought, is this how the remarkable version of Ken would respond? And I deleted the message because it was not. It was not how remarkable Ken would interact with somebody, anybody. It has nothing to do with the fact that it was my wife. It has nothing to do with the fact that I was responding to something that was a little bit obnoxious. And she admits that the message was a little bit snotty. And it was because the 18-year-old punk weasel kid decided to tell her, you should text dad this message. You should say this because. So I decided in the moment that I wanted to be not obnoxious. I hadn't committed to the word remarkable for the year, but I decided that that was something that was closer than to what I wanted to be, to the way I wanted to be, closer than being not remarkable. So there you go. That's the power, I think, of having a focus. So then I thought, what if this is after the conversation we had last week. I realized, maybe that's where I should start the story. Every day, there's a form, it's a web form that I fill out every day. It's just designed to help get me focused on the tasks that I have for the day, the emphasis that I want to have for the day. And one of the questions that I ask and that I answer is, how should I show up? How do I need to show up? Based on what I have going on today, how do I want to show up? And the answer could be different. If it's a day like, let's just say Christmas Day, which is a day that we had family over, it's Marcine's birthday. I may want to be present with all the crazy going on, I may want to be present, or I may want to be kind, or I may want to be generous, or I may, whatever the word is. But then another day when I'm focusing on my business, I may want to be courageous, or I may want to be bold, or I may want to be creative, or I want to be, maybe I want to be consistent, or whatever it is. And so I'm doing this every day. And it struck me that I could have a word of the day and not rely on a word of the year, especially as I evolve over the course of the year, I hope, that this gives me an opportunity to be flexible and to change and to adapt to whatever I want. So I have tried it out. I was afraid to try it out because I thought one of the words that I thought of was courageous and doing things in a courageous way was a little bit scary because that's out of my comfort zone. I wasn't sure I wanted to do that, but I've decided to forget that, ignore that. And I am now approaching the day, not just writing it down and forgetting it. I've done that for a year where I write it down. It's easy for me to forget. Now I've got a little whiteboard. It's the size of about, it's a little bit smaller than a sheet of paper, but every day I can write my word on the whiteboard and I just have it at my desk. And I have referred to it frequently. So yesterday my word was decisive. I wanted to be decisive. I had a couple things that came up that required a decision. And because I had this word staring back at me all day long, I could approach my tasks for the day with a decisive mindset, a decisive approach. And I will tell you, it changed my day. Now, I won't say that it was, I went from a zero to a 100 as far as my day being bad without the word and amazing with it. But as I'm going through emails, for example, some of the emails that I would have ordinarily passed on, and when I say passed on, I mean ignore, leave sitting in my inbox for later Ken to deal with, I decided I'm going to be decisive. If I'm decisive, what do I do with this email? I act on it right now, which means I either do the thing that I need to do, or I schedule the thing that I need to schedule, or I delete it altogether. And I remove myself from a couple of email lists because I realized this is an email list that I'm not getting value from or I don't need to be on. And so at the end of the day, when I had a more substantial decision that I wanted to make, I thought, oh, if I'm being decisive, I'm not going to put it off. I'm going to make the decision right now. And I did. And it was we'll see if it's the right decision. Most decisions are not final or fatal. And so we've talked about that in the past. So today my word is committed. And so I just look at what I have going on and decide what my word is for the day. So 2 days in, I'm going to say it's a success so far. So I'm going to invite you to do that. You can do it for the day. You can do it for the week. You can do it for the month, however you want to do it. You can do it for the year. But what if your word for the period of time that you designate is how you decide you want to show up, how you want to behave, how you want to interact, how you want to be, how you want to be, if you want to be whatever it is. I'm just throwing that out. And so the way that it connected for me, the way that I thought about it in the context of daily repentance is, like we talked about last week, I don't think that repentance is necessarily the punitive experience that at least my cultural upbringing made it seem. All the lessons that I sat in on where, you know, you've got to have godly sorrow and all that. I don't think that that's what it necessarily requires. I think it's a daily adjusting. So for me, the adjusting happens in the morning. Well, that's kind of when I set the stage. At the end of the day, as I've been staring at this word all day long, I can really assess, and I haven't done anything as far as an official assessment, but I can assess how well did I perform as committed? How well did I perform as decisive? How well did I perform as present or loving or whatever the word is? And so I just wanted to throw that out as an option. This is something that I'm finding some encouragement, some success with. Maybe you will as well. And if it works for you, I would love to hear about it. Send me an email. Let me know your thoughts. If it doesn't work, let me know that too. And maybe we can chat more about it. But that's what I got for you this week. Have a fantastic weekend. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. We want to hear how to make the podcast better for you. So please let us know at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. That's ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?